So I didn't relieved to be appointed again as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. You never ever know in politics what is going to happen. And obviously I'd worked hard over the last couple of years in the role, serving the farming sector and the fishery sector, but also worked hard in relation to our own county and bringing investment to the county. But every time there's a change, anything can happen. There's lots of talent within our own party, and indeed there's, you know, it also remained to be seen up until the end as well which departments would necessarily stay with which parties. There's been lots of challenges over the last 2 years. It's about moving forward with some of the key decisions that have been made now. So obviously over the last 18 months the Common Agricultural Policy has been adopted, and that's going to start now from January next year and run for 5 years. The big issue then obviously is the climate challenge as well, and we've now set our targets, 25% for agriculture by 2030, and that's the lowest of any sector in the economy, and that's representative of our, you know, the capacity of the sector to deliver, and every sector's going to stretch. So it's about how we do that now. But the main thing for farming in the time ahead is going to continue to be what has always been its role, which is food production. That's to be the centre. But in how we produce that food now is going to be about ensuring that we do it with less emissions. You know, in 10 years' time, agriculture will be done differently in lots of ways to what it is now, but it'll still be producing the food that it is now.